Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Manoj Singh Rana with the world news. The headlines. New Delhi expresses concern to Washington on H-1B visa restrictions. External Affairs Ministry says disruption is causing hardships to individuals and their families. India condemns killing of Hindu youth in Bangladesh, says it is a matter of grave concern. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak sentenced to 15 years in hefty fine in one MTB corruption trial. In Syria, at least 8 people killed after an explosion at a mosque during Friday prayers in Wadi al-Dahab neighbourhood of Homs. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka in 30-20 match at Thiruvananthapuram, clinched the 5-match series 3-0. India remains actively engaged with the US to address and minimize the disruptions caused to Indian nationals holding H-1B visas. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the government has received multiple representations from Indian nationals facing delays and difficulties in scheduling or rescheduling US visa appointments. He said India has raised these concerns with the US authorities in New Delhi and Washington, D.C. He added that these delays have caused extended hardships for affected individuals and their families, including disruptions to education.
Visa-related issues pertain to the sovereign domain of any country. We have flagged these issues and our concerns of our nationals to the U.S. side, both here in New Delhi and in Washington, D.C. And we hope that these delays and these disruptions will be addressed. On our side, the government of India remains actively engaged with the U.S. side to address and minimize the disruptions that have been caused to our nationals.
On atrocities against the Hindu community, Mr. Jaiswal said India has expressed grave concern over hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh. Condemning the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Mimensingh city in Bangladesh, he said that the perpetrators of the crime must be brought to justice.
We condemn the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Mimensingh and expect that the perpetrators of the crime would be brought to justice. Over 2,900 incidents of violence against minorities, including cases of killings, arsons, land grab, have been documented by independent sources.
Replying to another query on upcoming elections in Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said India supports free, fair, inclusive and participatory elections in Bangladesh. On India-US bilateral trade agreement, Mr. Jaiswal said both India and the US continue to remain engaged to conclude a fair, balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement. On India-EU free trade agreement, the spokesperson said talks are progressing between the two sides.
India-EU FTA negotiations are progressing. The last round, that is the 14th round of negotiations, were held in Brussels in October. Thereafter, a team did visit India. And this month, in the month of December, the US Trade Commissioner was also here. He had to discuss other outstanding issues. Both sides remain engaged, and we'll see how we can take this conversation that we are having on India-EU FTA talks forward.
In Bangladesh, talks between Jamaat-e-Islami and the National Citizen Party, NCP, over a possible seat-sharing arrangement for the upcoming 13th National Parliamentary Election have exposed growing internal divisions within the NCP. Senior NCP leaders confirmed that discussions with Jamaat's top leadership are ongoing, with the party initially seeking seat adjustments in at least 50 constituencies. While negotiations have progressed, no final agreement has been reached and a decision is expected within the next few days. The talks have sparked dissent inside the NCP, with one faction supporting an alliance with the Jamaat and another firmly opposing it. Imprisoned former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak was sentenced to 15 years and a hefty 13.5 billion ringgit or 2.8 billion US dollars fines after being convicted today by the Kuala Lumpur High Court in corruption charges. Najib was convicted on charges of abuse of power and money laundering in the multi-billion dollar One Malaysia Development Berhad MDB scandal. The High Court found 72-year-old Najib guilty on 4 counts of abuse of power and 21 charges of money laundering related to more than $700 million channeled into personal bank accounts from the One MDB fund. Justice Colin Lawrence Sukwira said that the sentences will run concurrently, which means Najib will face another 15 years in prison. He has also been imposed a fine of 13.5 million ringgit. If Najib fails to pay, he faces another 10 years in prison. Najib denied any wrongdoing and maintained that the funds were a political donation from Saudi Arabia. Najib has been in prison since October 2022, when Malaysia's top court upheld a verdict convicting him of corruption for illegally receiving funds from a 1MDB unit. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. In Syria, at least 8 people were killed and 18 injured after an explosion struck a mosque during Friday prayers in Wadi al-Dahab neighborhood of Homs. According to the state news agency Sana, emergency teams rushed to the scene and the wounded were taken to nearby hospitals. Security forces have cordoned off the area and authorities have started investigations. Initial investigations indicate that the explosion was caused by explosive devices planted inside the mosque. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today said that he will meet over the weekend with US President Donald Trump in Florida. Mr. Zelensky told media persons in Kiev that the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine during Sunday's talks. The announced meeting is the latest development in the US-led diplomatic push to end the nearly four-year Russia-Ukraine war. The United States of America, USA, carried out a powerful airstrike against Islamic State militants in northwest Nigeria yesterday. US authorities said that the strikes were conducted in coordination with Nigerian authorities in Sokoto State. Several targets were destroyed in the airstrike. US President Donald Trump, in his social media post, said that terrorists come targeted in the strikes were viciously targeting and killing mostly innocent Christians. Meanwhile, the Nigerian Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that the operation resulted in precision airstrikes against the terrorist targets. It reiterated that all counterterrorism efforts are aimed at protecting civilian lives, safeguarding national unity, and upholding the rights and dignity of all citizens, irrespective of faith or ethnicity. Cambodia's defense ministry today said that the Thai F-16 fighter jets dropped as many as 40 bombs in a border village in Banthia Mianchi province. The ministry's spokesperson said in a press briefing that the bombardment destroyed civilian houses as well as public infrastructures in Chokche village. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the third women's T20 to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series in Thiruvananthapuram tonight. Put into bat first, the visitors scored 112 with a loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. For the host, Renuka Singh Thakur picked up 4-wicket haul while Deepthi Sharma bagged 3 wickets. In reply, India overhauled the target for the loss of 2 wickets in just 13.4 overs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi expresses concern to Washington on H-1B visa restrictions. External Affairs Ministry says disruption is causing hardships to individuals and their families. India condemns killing of Hindu youth in Bangladesh, says it is a matter of grave concern. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak sentenced to 15 years and hefty fine in 1MDB corruption trial. In Syria, at least 8 people killed after an explosion at a mosque during Friday prayers in Wadi al-Dahab neighbourhood of Homs. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka in third T20 match at Thiruvananthapuram, clinched the 5-match series 3-0. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.